The first reading is a reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, as God is faithful, our word to you is not yes and no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was proclaimed to you by us, Silvanus and Timothy and me, was not yes and no, but yes has been in him. For however many are the promises of God, their yes is in him. Therefore, the amen from us also goes through him to God for glory. But the one who gives us security with you in Christ and who anointed us is God. And he has also put his seal upon us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a first installment. The word of the Lord. Lord, let your face shine on me. Lord, let your face shine on me. Wonderful are your decrees, therefore I observe them. Lord, let your face shine on me. The revelation of your word sheds light, gives understanding to the simple. Lord, let your face shine on me. I gasp with open mouth in my yearning for your commands. Lord, let your face shine on me. Turn to me in pity as you turn to those who love your name. Lord, let your face shine on me. Steady my footsteps according to your promise, and let no iniquity rule over me. Lord, let your face shine on me. Let your countenance shine upon your servant, and teach me your statutes. Lord, let your face shine on me. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything, but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand, where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, so that they may see your good works and glorify your heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. And so last night I was praying in front of the Blessed Sacrament, and I sat there and I said, "Jesus, I haven't been able to hear in a month. Would you fix this, please?" And guess what? In front of the Blessed Sacrament, right then and there, he fixed my ear. After a month, now I can hear again. So my voice will get louder as we get better. But what we focus on today is the reality of Jesus Christ telling us that we need to be the light, and that people, when they look at our lives, should glorify God. So we got to ask ourselves the question, when someone looks at me and looks at the way I live my life, do they glorify God? Or do they curse God, right? Because it can happen either way. They look at us and say, "Yes, this person is drawing me closer to the Father in heaven." Or, "Oh, this person, if there is a God, I don't want anything to do with them because of this person." And I think that when we go to put stuff online or we go to say things about others, we got to sit there and think, are people going to glorify God because of what I say and what I do? And if not, then I don't say it, and I don't do it. And this is a process, of course, but it's a process we all must be working on. So let's do it. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.